Bear with me. We'll do the children's sermon right now. All right. So, any of you afraid of the dark? Sometimes I am. Depends on if I can see something before it sees me and it's dark, I'm okay. But if the other way around, not so good. So some of you might have a nightlight in your bedroom. You might have a flashlight or a little lantern close by, just in case. So if you wake up in the night, go to get a drink of water, or you go to the bathroom or something, it won't quite be as dark in there. I've run into things quite a bit in the dark. And the older I get, the worse it hurts and the longer the bruise lasts. So for most of us, if we go for a walk at night, you're walking your dog or doing something like that at night, you want to have a little bit of light out there in front of you. So a flashlight and a lantern, pretty good avenues to have. But in our Bible readings today, Jesus is going to talk about light and darkness. Light is coming to the world. Do you know that light is Jesus and what Jesus was talking about? So Jesus says that he is the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never see darkness. And that's great. That is the best light that we could ever have. Flashlights are great. Candles are great. Lanterns are great. But Jesus is the eternal light and the light that we need to follow. So as we go about this week, let's remember that even though there are times of darkness that we might face in our life, times that we're sad, things don't work the way we want to, there is a light. Things are going to get better. Jesus is always with us, and he prepares for us. Let us pray. Dear Lord, help us to make the right choices and to walk in your light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.